Hello, I'm Dr. Hansa Barkov, a practicing physician and advisory board member and commentator for Medscape. Let's talk about clean and healthy eating and what it means to your patients. With more than 70% of Americans considered overweight or obese, and diseases like diabetes and heart disease becoming more prevalent, some of your patients are likely looking for ways to adopt a healthy, clean diet. Many of them might turn to the internet to see what's trending. Diets come and go over time. Some popular plans are nothing more than fads with little science. Others have been more rigorously studied, and they do have evidence to show that they work. Here's a rundown of the diets your patients might ask you about. Detox and cleanse diets. The premise behind detox diets is to rid the body both of the environmental toxins such as pollution, chemicals, and foods, or those that are byproducts of metabolism. Detox diets purport to accomplish this through clean eating. That typically means eating a strict diet of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, raw nuts, and seeds, plus lots of water. Detox diets eliminate processed foods and sugar, as well as foods to which some people are sensitive, like dairy, gluten, eggs, and red meat. Cleanse diets take the idea a step further by limiting intake to fluids like lemonade or green smoothies for a period of several days. By cutting out sugary and processed foods, your patients may indeed feel better in the short term. But there's no evidence detox and cleanse diets actually rid the body of toxins. Some of these diets, especially if they're very restrictive, can lead to nutrient deficiencies, fatigue, or gastrointestinal issues. The best advice you can give patients who are interested in detox and cleanse diets is to work with a dietitian to make sure they get the right balance of nutrients and calories. Paleo and higher protein diets. The Western diet is marked by its reliance on carbs, refined sugar, and processed foods. Some experts say the excess of simple carbs in our modern diet has overloaded our body's metabolic processes, which weren't originally designed to handle so many carbs. In an effort to return to our nutritional roots, the paleo diet takes us back thousands of years to a time when our ancestors feasted primarily on plants and animal meat. Paleo dieters stick to protein sources like poultry, fish, and meat, along with vegetables and fruits. They eliminate dairy, grains, legumes, sugar, and salt. A few studies have suggested that a high-protein diet can accelerate weight loss and improve other health measures. A 2014 study found that a low-carb diet produced greater weight loss than a low-fat diet. Another report, this one in the October 2015 issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, found that the paleo diet not only helped with weight loss, but it also improved cholesterol, triglycerides, blood pressure, and other measures of the metabolic syndrome. Because the paleo diet limits entire food groups, patients, though, can become deficient in minerals like calcium and vitamin D. More research is needed to confirm whether the paleo diet offers any advantages over a well-balanced, healthy diet. Mediterranean and MIND diets. The Mediterranean diet, which is familiar to most of us, encompasses the tenets of healthy eating followed by people who live around the Mediterranean Sea. The diet's heavy in fruits, vegetables, fish, whole grains, and healthy unsaturated fats like olive oil, and low in processed foods, red meat, and saturated in trans fats. Numerous studies have confirmed the health benefits of the Mediterranean style of eating, which includes protection against heart disease, stroke, and dementia. Although it isn't a low-fat eating plan, the Mediterranean diet, with its emphasis on healthy fats, leads to greater long-term weight loss than a traditional low-fat diet, according to a 2015 study published in the American Journal of Medicine. The MIND diet is a variation that combines Mediterranean-style eating with the DASH diet used to lower blood pressure. Developed by Dr. Martha Claire Morris and her team, one study reported that the MIND diet was significantly associated with a lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, lowering risk by as much as 53% in people who stick to it. Like the Mediterranean diet, MIND focuses on fruits, vegetables, fish, poultry, olive oil, and it limits meats and processed foods. Where it differs is in the details. For produce, MIND adherents eat mainly green leafy vegetables and berries, which have been shown to protect the aging brain. Although MIND wasn't designed specifically to help people lose weight, eating fewer processed and sweet foods can produce that result. Gut health diet and kombucha. Our intestines teem with a variety of microorganisms, some of which are beneficial, while others are potentially harmful. The gut health diet focuses on probiotics, foods that boost the population of healthful gut bacteria. They also might reduce gastrointestinal symptoms like gas and bloating and reduce inflammation throughout the body. Encouraging your patients to add more probiotic foods like cultured yogurt, kefir, kimchi, miso, and tempeh to their diet isn't likely to harm them, and it might improve their health. Less certain are the benefits of kombucha, a popular fermented tea made with bacteria and yeast. Although it's been touted for improving everything from immune function to digestion, there's little evidence to support these claims. And there have been reports of side effects, ranging from nausea to allergic reactions. In the absence of good research on kombucha tea, the best recommendation you can give to your patients is to avoid it. Let's all keep an eye on those trendy diets to make sure our patients stay healthy. For Medscape, I'm Dr. Hansa Bhargava.